I can't give a talk today without saying a couple of things about sequestration. So I guess I say, talk about a compressing plant, but it is depressing. We have to collectively do everything we can do to see to it that it doesn't happen. It would be a devastating result for Edison Park, for the country. Cuts of that magnitude were applied so indiscriminately. And we've been, Senator Burnett is very articulate on this. He's made very strong comments about it. Secretary Carter has done the same thing. I've done the same thing. The uniform leadership has done the same thing. If you watched the last debate, you heard the president say that he thought it would not happen, but he said it more strongly than that. He made the declared statement that it would not happen. There's some work to be done to get from here to there. Nobody in Congress likes the idea of sequestration. I've been able to find anyway. Everybody wants to avoid it. The question is, how do we do it? It's in the law, and unless Congress acts, it's from the state law on giving it. We get a certain amount of criticism for not planning more for sequestration. We actually are starting to do some planning. But the problem is that sequestration, the way the law is written, doesn't give us enormous amount of latitude. We essentially have to go into every budget account, maybe every budget line, and take the same percentage out essentially every line. That's really a singularly stupid way to take money out of the Defense Department. It's a ridiculous way to do it. It doesn't allow us to prioritize. It doesn't allow us to align our spending with the strategy. We went through an awful lot of work about a year ago when we had to take credit for budget control at $50 billion a year out. And we took money out that was, at first, we did a strategy. We looked at what should our strategy be before we take the money out. We could have done a traditional budget cutting damage limitation exercise. Secretary Burnett and Chairman Joint Chief General Dempsey decided together that that was the wrong way to approach it. So what we did was we said, let's look out to about 2020, think about the type of military we want to have in that time frame, what kind of force structure we want to have, what kind of capabilities we want to have, things we want to be able to do in the world, things we want to be able to do immediately and then after we mobilize, and build the budget and everything else around that strategy. So that's what we did. It was a painful process because taking $50 billion a year out over 10 years is not an easy thing for us to do. But we came out to the strategy, we think it's now, it was well received, I think, in general. The budget we sent up is not as, attacked particularly. There have been some ads actually to the budget that we sent up. So we're sitting here under a continuing resolution, waiting to see what's going to happen with sequestration, waiting to see what's going to ultimately happen with our FY13 budget. We're engaged in the process now of trying to build an FY14 budget. And we really don't know exactly what the environment's going to be and how realistic what we're working on right now is going to be. We have looked at the impact of additional cuts, and they're not positive. So if we set aside the way sequestration happens, which is horrible enough by itself, you look at the level of budget cutting takes. It takes essentially another $50 billion per year out of our budget. That's really by itself a devastating development. Now, there's talk of lesser cuts. We've taken a little bit of a look at what lesser cuts would do to us. And a few billion dollars might be something. When you start talking about 10, 20, 30, or 40, to say nothing of $50 billion a year, that really means we have to go fundamentally rethink what kind of defense department we have, what major choices we're going to have to make about capabilities we keep and capabilities we drop.